It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I want to thank everyone in our community and throughout the world who has been with us on this journey. All of the well wishes and kindness and compassion, so many people reaching out.
What a story. We're finally hearing from him now. That's the rabbi from the Texas synagogue hostage situation over the weekend, where thankfully all of the hostages were able to be freed safely.
Yeah, no one got hurt. This rabbi really is a force to be reckoned with. And I'm thinking, you know what? If I lived in that community and I had a choice between synagogues and I wasn't going to his, I'd switch.
Yeah.
He's pretty incredible. First, this terrorist, who was not called a terrorist at first, goes up to the synagogue on, when was it, Sunday? My days are so confused. Knocks on the window, literally, because he sees the rabbi, I guess, inside. He was doing a Shabbat with a couple of other people who ended up being the hostages. And knocks on the window, and the rabbi was like, oh, you know, come on in, and realized the guy was distraught and said, you know, sit down with us, have a cup of tea. Next thing you know, the guy's pulling out a gun and he's holding all of these people hostage. For whatever reason, we have not heard from the first person who was let go 6 hours into this standoff. They let him go. He just walked out. And so that left this terrorist with the rabbi and I guess three other people. There were four of them altogether. And somewhere along the line, through all this negotiation, you know, you sit there and you wonder, this guy could just snap at any moment and turn around and kill you.
Exactly.
You know?
Especially after hours of this.
And you're listening to the FBI try to, you know, talk this guy off the cliff, so to say, not to hurt anybody. So the guy turns his back. This terrorist turns his back. This is when the rabbi goes, I knew it was my only shot. He grabbed a chair and he threw it at him. And it hit him in the back of the head, I guess, and knocked the guy over. And when that happened, he said, run, and they all ran out the back door or the side door or whatever door they exited the synagogue. And as they were leaving, the FBI sees him come out. The SWAT team goes running in, and that was it for the terrorist. But
heck of a throw.
Wow. It must have been. I don't know how close he was to the guy, you know, but that's what ended the whole situation. Thank God. This guy's like a hero.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable. The other unbelievable part of this story was the FBI's reaction to it. Holy cow.
What's wrong with them?
What is going on there?
Were they trying not to upset the Jewish community or make people of the Jewish faith concerned that their synagogue would be next? I mean, what is it?
To offend radicalized terrorists, because that's what it seems. Are we back to those days where we won't call terrorists terrorists?
Yeah, this guy was a terrorist. There's no doubt about it. But it was interesting, though. They originally come out and they say that it wasn't a terrorist act and it wasn't an act against the Jewish people. And I'm like, okay, then why did this guy go to a synagogue? And then shortly thereafter, they arrest two guys, teenagers, in Britain. And I'm like, and they said they're connected to the case in Texas. And I'm like, okay, so was this like a ring? The two people they arrested in Britain were his kids.
The original FBI statement, it said this, that the hostages didn't make demands specifically related to the Jewish community. The guy who took four hostages. That was the original statement. There was so much backlash because everybody worldwide saw what a ridiculous statement that was. That yesterday the FBI had to backtrack on that and say, quote, the whole thing was a terrorist-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. And then
what are they trying to do?
I don't know. But with the other red flag, and we had it earlier this morning, and now that you look at it in retrospect, this has got to be wrong. The FBI is trying to say that this guy flew into JFK.
Right.
And then told the people at JFK, oh, I'm staying at a hotel. I got no family here. I'm just flying here because. No, he got thrown out of the UK. So you get extradited out of the UK. Why didn't the UK arrest this guy? This is what I don't know. They just throw him out and he comes here?
If that is the story, that's even worse than anybody imagined. That means that we're not talking to their authorities. And security is more lax than we ever thought.
Right. But we get word on our wonderful 850 WFTL app from one of our listeners that in the very near future, it'll be told that this guy came in off of the Mexican border and came across undetected. Good, come on in. Sure, come on in. Come on in.
I mean, maybe. I think we all speculated that. I don't know. That was my first thought, too, was the border. But, I mean,
who knows?
It doesn't matter how we got here. You know, his brother's talking now. Did you see this one?
Oh, he's got a brother who's talking. Okay.
Golbar Akram wrote in a Facebook post.
Wonderful.
That his brother suffers from mental health issues and is known to police.
Wow.
Not that well known, I guess.
Because, the FBI didn't know who he was. So they say.
He doesn't know how he was allowed to get a visa to travel to America in late December. He agrees. Everybody seems to agree the guy arrived here in late December and made his way down to Texas somehow.
Wow. But the question is, why Texas? So that would support he came across the border because Texas is one of the states, right? Why would you go all the way from New York to Texas to attack that synagogue when you probably got 10,000 of them in New York?
Because one theory being floated out there is that the terrorist might have thought that this synagogue had enough power to release a Pakistani that's being held nearby, I guess.
Oh, that woman, the crazy lady.
Yes.
She was like a neuroscientist, like really, really smart, but
right.
She like killed a bunch of people.
Right.
Oh.
That's one theory.
Okay.
I have no idea.
But
I know is that our security's a joke if this is the case.
If that's the case, and no thanks to Britain for letting them come here. Why
right.
don't you? They arrested his kids almost immediately, but you didn't arrest him? It makes no sense. This whole case makes no sense. It really doesn't. And I hope somebody finds out the truth because it's ridiculous. You're going to let terrorists into this country. Come on. We're above that at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see.
It's horrifying. It really is.
Speaking of above us, look up tonight. Big asteroid flyby. It's a close one.
You know, it's amazing. There's a lot of people talking about this all of a sudden.
I know. It's all over the place.
It's funny. They just had that guy, from where is he, from Harvard, astrophysicist, the slacker guy you had earlier.
Well, let's hear from this dummy.
It's not even going to come as close as the moon to the Earth. So the main message I want to give you is, don't worry. You can look up. There's nothing to be afraid of with this one.
Well, what does he know?
Yeah, what does he know? What did you say? He's a Harvard astrophysicist or something? I forget.
Yes.
The guy's a real slacker.
He is Dr. Jonathan McDowell from the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
Okay. Words never spoken in my family.
I'd listen to him.
Yeah, I would too. It's bigger than the Empire State Building, and it's going to pass by us 1.2 million miles away at a speed of 43,000 miles per hour. Wow. That's quick. So they say if you get a telescope, you can see it. But how quick is that? Does it look like a shooting star?
I really don't
know.
It must.
By?
It has to.
It's got to be like a blink and it's gone, right?
Watch out, Jen.
What?
It's coming for you.
Oh, it's coming. No, it's coming for you. You're the alien man
that's
over there.
That's true.
It's aiming right at you.
That's fair.
You know what? I don't know what's scarier, that or that animals are going to take over this planet.
Well, because they're monkeys, they're scarier.
They really are.
All the monkey stories we've had this year. They're organizing.
Let me ask you this. If it wasn't for that film... And Caesar, that was his name, right?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Planet of the Apes and Caesar, would you be as concerned about this story as you are?
I'd be more concerned. Because you lump all these stories together. Like the India story. How in revenge killings, the monkeys are getting together and they're throwing dogs off the roofs of buildings.
Yeah, this is pretty scary.
For revenge.
Yeah. They had a sense of revenge.
I don't like
what?
That.
No.
They have a sense for food. The Nagasaki Biopark, okay? It's in Japan. And they have all kinds of critters. You know, they got a YouTube page. And apparently this was on their YouTube page, although I could not find it. They have capuchin monkeys, and they live in their natural environment. So they decided, let's see how smart the capuchin monkeys are, because they do say that they're one of the smartest species on the planet, next to humans. They put in those claw machines, you know, like you play...
Yeah.
Like when you're leaving Denny's, they always had one at Denny's.
They do.
And you know, and you try to grab the stuffed animal or whatever it is inside.
Drunk at 3 a.m.
That's right.
It works well. Well, they put in one of those crane games, and inside it, they filled it with treats for the monkeys. And they left it there. And they wanted to see if the monkeys could figure out how to use it. It took one monkey 20 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
20 minutes. And then he decided to teach the rest of the monkeys how to grab the treat.
Oh, wow.
See, that's the disturbing part. They teach, and it's always the same story. A monkey will do something amazing, teaches the rest of the pack how to do it.
The evolution.
It's scary. Uh-oh. It really is. You watch this little monkey. I mean, I just saw the other clips of the monkeys at this Nagasaki Biopark, and I'm thinking, why are you teaching them things that are going to come back to haunt you?
We're going to have some rogue nation. We'll have a story by summer. We'll have a story. Some rogue nation took a bunch of capuchin monkeys to the shooting range.
Jeez.
One of them hit the target every time and taught the other monkeys techniques and how to shoot correctly.
It would not surprise me.
Oh, my God. Can
Mark's
you imagine?
Marksman monkeys.
Jeff, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Come on.
Yes. Well, that's happening. It's happening.
Just so we can.
That's not true.
I have maybe when we come back, a little bit of breaking news for you guys.
Breaking news in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
unheard of.
The AP just came out with it a few minutes ago.
Really?
And I think it might be worth our fake breaking news sounder.
Any chance to play the fake breaking news sound?
Yes. That's the best thing.
All right, we'll find out what that is. That is a super 9 o'clock hour tease.
Anything like that.
We don't get those a lot.
It's
not
from
a lot.
The AP, though, so it's, you know, it's
kind of
good.
That's fake news, too.
It's Angeles Post is what the AP stands for.
Angeles Post.
You're stealing from your friends.
All right, nice. We get that and a lot more, and whatever else fake news comes across. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here. Well, speaking of 850WFTL.com, we got the Morning Show blog on there. Diener, can we venture to guess, does Jen's Capuchin Monkey story make it? Is that on there yet?
Not yet, because the video has been lost to us somewhere in the cyberspace.
That stinks.
Japan's hiding it.
I'm going to find it, though. I'm making a solemn promise right now.
We'll find it.
It will be on the blog at some point this week.
It is called the Nagasaki Biopark.
Okay.
They have their own YouTube page. However, the monkeys aren't there. They got capybaras. They got guinea. They like guinea pigs.
So what? They take the monkeys there for a field trip?
I don't know. Play that claw game? I don't know. I don't get it.
It will be there one day.
All right,
but
we'll find it.
It's kind of a mishmash, a wild card day, if you will, on the blog because, well, it's a couple of things that we didn't even talk about on the show.
Wonderful.
So there's nothing good.
Okay. All right.
Nothing good. But go to the blog anyway.
So there's this one video where actually Bill and I came across it separately.
Oh, this is actually awesome.
It's the damnedest thing you'll ever see.
Oh, is this the Michael Jackson guy?
MJMMA.
That's right. And No Mercy. There was this guy. And the thing about this, the reason why, aside from the fact that there's a Michael Jackson impersonator doing MMA to a drunk guy in the Vegas Strip, aside from that... It's the shirt, and you don't see it. It's the great reveal at the end of the fight after this guy gets choked out by Michael Jackson impersonator.
They're fighting on the ground.
I'm just going to tell you because you got to watch the video anyway, but the guy stands up, and his shirt says, and this is the guy who got beat up, the drunk guy who was instigating the Michael Jackson impersonator. His shirt says, "Can't fix stupid." How can you beat
How
that irony?
It's true.
It's an amazing video.
It's unreal.
And you're right. Watch to the end.
You got to check that out.
So first of all, I was shocked when I saw it. And I'm watching it again. Oh, my. That guy's Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Even without the makeup on, because there's a side-by-side of him narrating what's going on. He looks. I think he went out of his way to look like Michael Jackson.
It's pretty wild. He's one of the, like, unofficial impersonators you see walking around Vegas.
Right.
Do they have Elvis people like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's everything. Wow. There's, like, Avengers out there and... It's a scary world.
Okay.
So take a look at that on the blog, as well as this was intriguing, and this is so Trump. So at the end of his rally in Arizona on Saturday night,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they've always played YMCA. Everybody's dancing to YMCA. Trump does his little dancing number there at the end of the rally, and everybody walks off. Well, instead of YMCA, they debuted a new song. Did you guys hear what the song was?
No.
It's the oldie, "Hold On, I'm Coming."
Oh, it's a message.
Oh, boy.
So that's
a message.
The exit song from his rally, and everyone's like, he's trying to tell us something. So we have the video from that in the blog as well.
He's running.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Oh, of course. Have you seen the fake news, by the way? The fake traversy, which is happening? They're trying to create this news story that DeSantis and Trump are infighting.
Right. Yeah, there's a big war going on.
Yeah. Because it's a distraction from Joe Biden's 30% approval rating.
They'll think of anything they can.
I don't. That seems like the fakest of fake news.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Diener says he's got breaking news, and we're saying it's fake. So I'm trying to figure out what the breaking news is.
All of that to try to get to this to time it out.
That's right.
So what is you tease this coming out of the last segment here? What is your fake breaking news?
Well, again, this is from the AP, so I feel like this is worth our mock breaking news sounder.
All right. Maybe it's worth the real breaking news.
This is the only reason we do this is to play this stupid sounder.
So first, we got to get this. Here we go. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
I like it.
Gets me every time.
I like it.
Thank you.
Tina, you're so easily amused.
I am. That's true.
If we can keep Karen's Roll Tide clip from Joe Namath, we can keep that.
That's You're not fair. Kidding.
All right, what's the breaking news?
So the breaking news out of the AP just about 20 minutes ago now. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced that he will not run for governor.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Wow.
How about that? But
I'm
instead,
surprised.
He is announcing, I am too actually, that he will devote himself to fighting inequality in New York. Yeah.
Great. So. Good for him.
Yeah, he'd know all about that, right?
Pretty much. That's
Warner Wilhelm.
Yeah, exactly.
The liar.
That opens the door for Hochul over there to pretty much make her transition into the permanent governor.
Yeah, we thought
elected
he
governor.
Was. We thought what's his name was bad. The brother there,
Cuomo.
Cuomo. Yeah.
This chick, this Hochul girl, she's scary.
Maybe Chris Cuomo will run.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, where's
that?
He been? Ever since like he got like booted from CNN, you haven't heard him.
Hiding in his basement, I guess.
Him and Andy are doing a vaudeville act in the Poconos.
They got a podcast going on in the basement of his house, Chris's house.
It's called Giant Q-Tip.
Andy doesn't have a house. He's still couch surfing.
Right.
So. How can you be governor of New York and not have a house?
Is it because he's a grifter?
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
Remember when they kicked him out? He just drove the car away.
That's right.
He had his Emmy in the back.
And left the dog.
And a blanket. And he left the dog.
And left the dog. And then tried to say he'd made arrangements. And the girl that had him was like, no. He didn't make arrangements. He just left the dog.
So,
and
yeah.
He was shamed into going back to get her.
It's official. Bill de Blasio will not be running for governor.
It's actually pretty shocking news.
I feel like New York kind of dodged a bullet there. I mean, I know Hochul's a little wacky, too, but he is just the worst.
Especially when he was lame duck, and it was the last 2 months, what he turned New York into. Oh, my God.
Maybe, I mean, do you really think there must be something, some type of internal polling there that they figured this isn't worth it?
Or it's a back alley deal, and whoever, whether it's Hochul or somebody else they're pushing in, they told him that now's not his time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Makes you wonder, is his popularity that low there where they figured this is not going to work? Let's not even get embarrassed and let's just say you're going to fix inequality in the city instead.
Well, according to his Twitter page, if we all followed de Blasio, he's going to make a video announcement of what his future plans are, specifically in the next coming days.
Okay.
So you get to watch for that.
I guess it's one or the other. Like you said, Bill, some type of back alley deal.
It might be.
Or it's just that they've realized, oh my gosh, no one likes you. Please do not run because it's going to look bad.
They're bringing in somebody else, some heavy hitter.
Mm. What are they going to bring in?
Anderson Cooper.
Carlos Danger is coming back.
Oh no, Anthony Weiner.
Oh my God. I wouldn't put it past him. Kidding me? They forgive everybody. It's like, give me a break. That guy should be locked up for a long, long time.
What a disaster that state is.
It really is. And if you talk to New Yorkers, the ones that are still there, they still love it.
I don't know.
It just makes no sense to me.
All right. In much different news.
Yes, dear.
This is what really matters in society. Do you see this Google Trends survey?
No.
The most popular Girl Scout cookie in every state has been determined and found. And it is the one you hate.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I hate Thin Mints. I just don't like mint.
Thin Mints are number one in 38 states.
Including Florida, by the way.
Yeah.
But
right.
The one I like is like at the bottom of the list. It doesn't even show up the Samoas.
I know.
I love those things.
I love those. Are my favorite too. I love them.
I like the peanut butter ones too. They came in. What are they called? I don't even know what they're called. I always call them a Reese's.
Tagalongs?
Those. Is that what it's called? Tagalong?
Those are second in 8 states.
I can understand that.
Listen to this. I don't know about this. Adventurefuls, the new one, the new variety, number one in 3 states. No, it's not.
Well,
it's just
came
most
out.
Searched because people are like, what did I hear this morning?
So true. That's right. That it looks like a brownie kind of cookie. So I don't know if it's going to be any good. It looks like it's good. And then how about the peanut butter sandwiches? They came in there too.
The Do-si-dos?
Yeah.
Oh, number one in only one state.
Really?
South Dakota.
Oh.
Because they don't understand the other ones.
I like those. All the things I like never make number one.
It's good. That means they're available.
That's true, too.
That's shocking development about Samoas, though.
They don't even show up.
Mm.
I love those things.
Cancel them.
I was going to say, are they using this to decide which ones they're going to drop off? Because they got 10 different. And how much is a box of cookies these days?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. We usually get some free ones.
We can only. You know what? Because the Boy Scouts were selling. Did I tell you this? The Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, I walk out of Sam's. They were selling popcorn. A little bag. So I said, okay, you know, I'll support it. I said, give me a couple of bags. Kid goes, it's $50. I went, what? $25 a bag.
You got to be kidding me.
No. I said, I'm sorry, I really like you. I'll give you $10. Here's my donation. I said, I don't want the popcorn. $25. Even the mother was like, yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
That's another reason, Diener, why she needs a camera crew. Jane got into a fight with a Boy Scout outside of Publix.
You can't make this stuff up.
You're price gouging.
I didn't get in a fight with them. They agreed with me. So I just gave them a donation.
You're like Kramer from Seinfeld. Nobody else runs into these situations.
That's right. Yes.
God.
No. Right. Well, I got some good news about food for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I like this one.
That is good news. Good fluffy news that
we
need.
Good fluffy news. You're not kidding.
You know who's a horrible person?
Who's that?
One of the co-owners of the Golden State Warriors. He's backtracking now. Of course, they all do. What he said about China and their human rights abuses, doesn't care. And that's pretty indicative of how the NBA cares.
Does he not know what's going on? Maybe that's why?
Oh, they know.
What a creep this guy is.
But they're making so much money in the NBA off China, they don't care. All right, we'll get that and a lot more. And it's coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. This is Jen, I'm Bill. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the Self-Loader Morning Show. Feels a lot like a Monday, but it's Tuesday.
Yeah. And
so once you get through today, we're almost done.
Yeah, and then on Friday, we'll be saying, oh my God, it's Friday, and we thought it was Thursday.
See?
Works.
Nice. And of course, you worked yesterday, and you're hating us right now, but that's all right. Here's Jen, this Diener, I'm Bill. And Karen's news is coming up along the way, too. Just as we were talking about, remember we were just talking about the Texas synagogue story, and they still don't know how the guy got a hold of the gun or where he bought it or whatever that was. TSA is reporting that they have apprehended the most amount of guns in history, they think, in checkpoints around the country.
Really?
5,972 guns. Boy, that's an exact number.
Wow.
Discovered by officers last year. They easily surpassed the same 4,400 guns in 2019. They said 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded at TSA.
How do you like that?
At the checkpoint.
So is it because, you know, and they always say, I forgot I had a gun. You don't forget you got a gun on you.
I know that always sounded fishy to me, too. I mean, I'm sure it could happen, but not into the thousands.
Yeah, it's like, you know, maybe it's dumb people think you can bring a loaded gun onto a plane. I don't get it. How dumb do you have to be?
And how does that slow down? I mean, by the grace of God, I'd never been in a TSA line where I was slowed down by somebody ahead of me with that. How does that slow things down, though?
Oh, I would think they shut it down.
I know.
You know, so you're sitting there and you're waiting while they, you know, either arrest the person. I would assume maybe not by a lot. You know, maybe 15 minutes or so is going to take them to grab the guy or the girl, or stick her in a back room somewhere and take all the stuff with them.
Move them along.
Yeah, and just get other people out of the way. So yeah. I would think that's probably the case. It's never happened to me. I've just never been with any. Well, I don't fly a whole bunch, so I'm not really one to test that with. You fly more than me. It's never happened to you.
No, thank God.
They ever pull you out of the line?
All the time.
Do they really?
Until recently, every time I flew.
You must have that guilty look.
I ever tell you that story? I finally said why, just out of curiosity, why does this happen all the time? You know, and this was years ago. You know what the TSA guy said to me?
Mm-mm.
He goes, well, look at your last name.
Adams?
I said, yeah.
So?
Yeah, and this was like a supervisor, because I'm in like the back room now at this point.
And they're strip searching you.
Not that bad. But I said, yeah. And he goes, Adams. I said, yeah. And he goes, head of Sinn Féin, you know, Irish.
Oh, my God.
Republican Army, IRA, hello.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still there? Maybe that's why they
don't
search anymore.
No, it was like
years
ago. I'm like, wow.
Are you
okay,
kidding
I didn't see that happen.
So they stopped every Adams, every male Adams that came through?
No, just me.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, I didn't expect a lecture on the IRA today.
Holy cow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was.
And it really, does it take a long
stunk.
Time?
What?
Does it take a long time for them to finally clear you? I've never been dragged to the back room, so I don't know.
Not I used to. I don't know.
Interesting.
I know.
Well, at least they let you through now. Thank goodness. Wow.
I'm like, gee, I guess the bad guys are always milk toast looking.
Jeez. I always loved it when they'd pick the little old lady in front of me. I'd be like, really?
I know.
Does she look like a terrorist to you? You're being ridiculous. And they said, oh, we just do it randomly. Obviously. Could you not say, oh, the 98-year-old who can barely walk isn't going to do anything on the plane? I'm like, come on, people.
Wow.
Well, use some common sense here.
No, that's in short supply.
That would be in short supply. You're not kidding.
Including with tech billionaires. This was awful. But what makes me feel good is he's getting blasted on pretty much every media outlet in the world.
Well, does he not understand what's going on in China?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very well.
Okay, he does
not care.
Okay. He's a creepy guy then.
Because he's making money with China in a couple of different ways. He's a Silicon Valley billionaire.
Oh, okay.
And also, though, a Golden State Warriors minority owner of the basketball team. We know how the NBA is in bed with China and defends them and you can't criticize them and all that stuff.
So true.
His name is Chamath Palihapitiya, I believe.
Jeez.
And he's only 45. He was on a podcast called All In.
Okay.
And the host is talking, they were talking about the Olympics coming up and the NBA's dealing with China and how it's terrible and all this stuff. And shouldn't China pay a price? Why should they be rewarded with all this business considering their human rights violations? Specifically, what did they do to those Uyghurs?
Oh, my goodness.
It's
yes.
terrible. This guy just does not care.
You bring it up because you really
what?
Care. And I think
what
that's
do you
mean,
nice
that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard... I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Wow.
No, here's why it matters.
What a heartless jerk this guy is.
Here's somebody with the power to do something about that. To do something about China's influence, including their influence over here, and stand up to it. But there's too much money to be made, so they just kowtow to them.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Remember, who was the old guy that was having conversations with his girlfriend and she recorded him and they took away his team?
Donald Sterling?
Yeah.
He was awful.
He was.
They did. They took his team away.
Why wouldn't they take this guy's team away? Because what he said is just as insulting and infuriating and evil and cruel as what that other old man said.
But not to China, and that's who runs the game.
Wow.
He's pro-China, so he's totally safe.
But what about, the other owners aren't going to go against China, huh? They're going to let this guy stay? What a creep.
It was pretty terrible.
Wow.
Really awful.
You know he reminds me of? Remember that farmer bro guy, Scarelli, what was his name?
Oh, yeah. He's the most punchable human of all time?
Yes, he even looks like him. That's what he reminds me of. He's that heartless. That guy's now in prison forever. He took that AIDS drug and ramped up the price by like 700%. So
didn't he do that with the EpiPen too?
He did it with a bunch of stuff. Yeah. The guy was just cruel and evil. So you know what? This guy will get his. Mark my words.
He's already back down. He goes, listening back to the podcast, I realized I sounded insensitive. Do you think?
Yeah, think. I don't care. Below my grade. I'm like, shut up.
Here's the Daily Mail, that UK outlet. This is their description of the Uyghurs that came up in the discussion. An ethnic Muslim minority in China that have been endured slave labor, rape, and forced sterilizations.
Wonderful.
That's below my line.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care.
Below
too much money from China.
Below my line, buddy.
Jeez. What a guy.
Hey, this is pretty cool. We were just talking about cookies. Target is now selling a Valentine's Day cookie house kit, kind of like a gingerbread house kit, only this is a sugar cookie thing. So the house is made out of sugar cookie, and then you get the icings and the decorations for Valentine's Day.
Wait a minute. You originally sold me this idea that it was gingerbread.
I said it was like a gingerbread house.
This is fake news.
No, it's not. It's a sugar cookie.
Not the story.
House.
You. Because I was all excited the first time you talked about this 3 hours ago because it was gingerbread. Magically, it's some crappy sugar
said
cookie.
It wasn't gingerbread.
That's below my line.
All right. Well, it's only $8. I was thinking it'd be a cheap way to get out of Valentine's Day. So forget about it. It'd be something fun to do with the kids.
It is a far cry. This was a developing big story that all of a sudden gingerbread has made its way into Valentine's Day.
I said.
Post-holidays.
I said.
Now it's crappy, same old sugar cookie.
I said it was like a gingerbread house, not a gingerbread house. Like a gingerbread house.
Fake news.
By the way, guys,
yes,
I anticipate many arguments like these on February 13th, the Sunday before Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day falls on a Monday this year.
So it does.
You think, oh, well, you know what, honey? We'll go out Sunday night and celebrate early since it's, you know, a Monday. That's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, no one's
going
out.
So good luck with explaining that one. We can't celebrate Valentine's Day on Sunday because it's the Super Bowl, but we work Monday. Well, let's do it next week.
We're still going to dinner right during the game.
Yeah.
Why can't you just go out Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, if you're
it's
working
Monday.
Late or something, it's Monday.
It's the hangover day after the Super Bowl. Another reason to make the Super Bowl on a Saturday.
That's right. I'd give you Monday off. One of the two.
One of the two.
No. Super Saturday.
Many arguments coming in a few weeks, including probably my own house.
Really? Well, the Super Bowl starts at 6. Go to an early bird special. You'll be all set.
Pre-game, Jen.
What the hell? It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Gotta watch the Puppy Bowl.
Come on.
The Puppy Bowl.
You gotta have your pregame snacks and everything beforehand.
You guys are weird. I swear. Speaking of sports, your buddy Novak there, he ain't playing in the Australian Open this year.
No.
And possibly years to come.
Maybe never again. And there should be other tennis players boycotting that stupid thing in that dumb country.
And there's a development, guys. It may not just be Australia for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What, are they trying to cancel this guy?
Not looking good for the majors this year for Djokovic.
That's ridiculous.
That's so stupid. Yeah. It really is. And if you're planning on going to the Olympics, we'll have the latest.
Oh.
Don't.
Who's going to the Olympics?
I don't know. I got my
tickets
to China.
That's below my line. I'm not going to the Olympics.
Nobody go to the Olympics. That's the problem.
All right, we got that and more. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. The Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Look at that. Short work week.
That's sweet.
For most of us.
Yeah. It wasn't, you know what? It was not short for the people of Brightline because I think they did it yesterday and they're going to do it again today. They're testing trains. They're empty, but they're testing trains on the new tracks from, I guess, West Palm to Cocoa Beach.
That's excellent.
And for anybody who's ever been to the Stewart, downtown Stewart area, you know exactly what I mean. Those tracks go right through the center of town. This train's going through at 65 miles an hour. It's going to... Does it slow down at all?
I don't know how it can.
Wow.
Get out of the way, shoppers.
Don't try to outrun it. That's for darn sure. So it should be interesting. But they said that the line from Cocoa to Orlando is like 70% done, and they're hoping to have that track system done by either the end of the year or early next year. So you'll be able to get on Brightline anywhere in Miami, north. Well, at the stops. They got one in Boca. They got one in West Palm. I don't know. Do they have any more other than that?
I don't know. They can add them, can't they?
Yeah, I know Stewart was sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
But and then you can just buzz into Orlando International, take a flight out, or go to Disney World or Universal or SeaWorld or one of those places.
I think this is going to be the start. I've thought this for a long time, that Orlando is going to be the city, the hub of Florida over the next 15, 20 years, whatever it is.
Probably right.
It'll be bigger than Miami and Tampa. I'm just convinced.
I would much
just makes all the sense.
I would, and when I have a choice of flying out of Miami or Orlando or Lauderdale, I go to Orlando.
Yeah, there's just so many businesses moving there. The airport's built for it. Tourism's centered there. It's
they got it down.
And if it's easy to get from here to there and then to the west, it'll go all the way to the West Coast soon. It just makes sense. It's so central.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. So I'm looking forward to it because everybody I know that's ever ridden Brightline says it's fabulous.
I've never been.
Either I've
never been.
It's all touch screen stuff. It's like really high tech, so it should be interesting. Were they the ones that didn't they do? Remember, I know you hate the Polar Express, but aren't they the ones who reenact the Polar Express on one of their trains?
I hope not.
I think it
animated
is.
Hobos. Enjoy your ride to Miami.
I know they do the hot chocolate dance thing, and they serve hot chocolate. So I thought it was them. I don't think it's Tri-Rail. I thought it was Brightline, but I may be mistaken. But
I have no idea.
It would be fun. It would be fun.
I think you're right about that, Jen. And I'll add to that. During Christmas time, my daughter's preschool was having Polar Express Day, where they were going to watch the movie and have snacks and candy and things like that. And I almost kept her home.
What is wrong with it? How can you not like that movie?
It's one of the worst movies of all time.
It's very long.
It's
like
horrifying.
Drags on forever.
It's so creepy.
It's not creepy.
They're bums.
And the animation is creepy. And that little kid that talks like this.
Oh, he's
so annoying.
You sound just like him, too. Yeah, he was the annoying one, the one that knew everything.
Yeah.
It's an awful movie.
All right. Okay.
I should have kept her home, now that I think about it.
You think Tom Hanks regrets doing it?
No.
Probably not. He gets a nice check every year. So
true. Speaking of Tom Hanks and just totally going off track of standard, do you know it took a year in between scenes when he did Wilson there? The movie.
Oh, he had to grow the hair
passed
out.
Away.
Because they said just to lose the weight and to grow the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? They had to wait a year. So in the meantime, the director shot a whole new other movie they were waiting for
do
Tom
prosthetics
Hanks.
With a beard?
I guess not then. I don't know. I guess he wanted to look like the
wanted to be real
skinny guy.
Yeah, they filmed the end scenes first, I think.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Wow.
Yeah, so they had to wait for the weight change. I remember, if you go back and you look at like a John Belushi film, what was the one, Intercontinental? he changes weight dramatically from one scene to the next.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, and they said the director, it was a nightmare for them.
Because that was the cocaine, right?
Yeah. The cocaine's in. He's down 30 pounds.
It screwed up the filming, the whole thing. So they finally just decided to shoot it with him on his binge. So in some scenes, he's really skinny. In some scenes, he's kind of chubby.
Gosh.
Speaking of people who are losing out. Okay, explain this. Novak Djokovic there. Australia booted him. They deported him. So he's not playing in the Australian Open. But they say he lied about his COVID-19 status, and they found documentation that had been altered. But that deportation carries a 3-year ban. So he may not be able to play not only in this Australian Open, but in 2 years to come.
It's going to backfire on them. It really is. The world sees this now. This woke a lot of people up to the tyranny that's happening with a lot of these crazy countries.
This is nuts.
They really are. And I think there should be other athletes that refuse to play in these tournaments if they're treating their citizens like that. That's ridiculous.
I wonder if anybody will stand up and do that.
I hope. I would love to see it. I really would.
They showed the scenes at the Australian Open for people who were playing, and there's like sections that are packed and sections that were totally empty.
Weird.
But no one had a mask on.
I did. So I noticed that.
So I'm thinking, okay, if you're so strict, how come you're letting all these people cluster together? Yet you're not, and you're letting this guy leave. He's the number one tennis player in the world, and you let him walk.
Well, they may not be the only country to do it, because now France has come out and said for the French Open in May, you have to be vaccinated. So he may not play in that.
He says you're not a citizen if you're not vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Macron. Remember? Yeah. You're a non-citizen. Get out of my country.
He's a real beauty.
You are not French anymore.
That's right.
Slap, slap across the face.
Now, I mean, that's in May, so we'll see what changes. But, yeah, that's what they're saying already. He may miss out on another one because of these rules.
Wow. And, by the way, if you're planning on going to the Olympics, China's not selling tickets to any individual
event. Oh, darn.
Oh, gee.
Just so you know.
I wanted to go to curling in Beijing.
I like curling. I think we should start a curling team.
Let's not watch I have no interest in the Olympics.
I get it.
No interest to watch.
The only thing I want to watch is the figure skating, and that a Russian girl's going to end up winning everything. So she's pretty phenomenal. Go look her up.
Traitor.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not being it. She's just phenomenal.
You're rooting
to watch.
For Russia in China.
Well, I'm just saying she's incredible.
Beijing Jen. Ho Chi Jen.
Ho Chi Jen is getting on the trail and getting the hell out of Dodge. And you can come with me if you like. If not, you can stick around. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Have a great day. We'll hopefully see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.